Another midweek message, another Wednesday. Here we go. Where are we today? It's Tuesday today, 5th of March. 6 degrees centigrade, 48 Fahrenheit. 87% humidity. 10-12 millibars on the barometer, and the flag's doing nothing, and it's absolutely pouring with rain. It's 6:30 in the morning, and it is lashing down. We have had so much rain, it's unbelievable. I don't think it'll ever stop. The seagulls are actually going mental outside. I don't know what the trouble is, but they're going mad. Right, where can I start? Lots of moaning this midweek message. Went to Amberley Museum on Sunday. Beautiful day, lovely weather. Went there with a load of family members. We had lunch there, which was really nice. I had a cheese and onion pasty and chips and an Eccles cake and two cups of tea. I was supposed to be dieting, but we won't tell anyone. How are you? You keeping well, I hope, not overeating like I am. So the first moan then is all about potholes. Honestly, driving to Amberley, I've not driven there since last year because in the winter we don't go. I think they're closed. But the potholes, well, they're not potholes now. They are craters in the road from Storrington to Amberley. We got the A24 from Worthing. Turn left, you know, towards Storrington. Anyway, you know where I'm. Look on the map. Look it up on the map. The road from Storrington to Amberley, there are craters in the road. There was one massive one. Trish shouted out, "Pothole!" And luckily there was nothing coming the other way, and I swerved over to the other side of the road. Otherwise, it was too late to brake. Otherwise, we would have hit it. And I dread to think what damage that would have done to the steering, the suspension. It's criminal. It really is criminal. Wherever you go, we've been out this morning. Only round to the post office and one or two other jobs to do. There are massive craters everywhere. It is really dangerous. It's dangerous. If a cyclist or a motorbike even hit that, you know, they're going to, I don't know, dread to think. Anyway, that's the first moan. What's the second moan? There isn't really a second moan. Well, the weather, I suppose that's a second moan. We've had ice, we've had hailstones, we've had rain, we've had sunshine. I've got some notes here. I'm thinking about this Sunday's podcast episode, all about work in the old days, what it was like at work. I think I've covered this sort of thing before, but I've got one or two new ideas that you might find useful. Also, teachers at school in the old days. I remember we had a new teacher started at our school. I don't know how old he was, late 30s, early 40s. He'd been in teaching a while, but he was new at our school. And the poor chap, he came in, "Morning, lads, my name's Mr. So-and-so." And, you know, we're all sort of, because we weren't interested. And, of course, a few of the lads were going to play him up, weren't they? They're going to muck around, as kids do at that sort of age. What were we, 12, 13? And he was an English teacher. He said, "Now, everyone hates writing essays, don't they?" And we're all, yeah, we do, yeah. He said, "So we're not having any of that. No essays in my class." So instantly we're thinking, oh, this is all right. This is good. And he said, "Who knows the difference between an essay and a story, a short story?" Well, none of us did because we were all pretty thick. I know the difference now. Do I? I think I do. I think an essay is a non-fiction, isn't it? Whereas a short story is fiction. So he said, "What we're going to do is write a short story." And of course, then we're all, "Oh, do we have to? Oh, I wouldn't do that. We were boring and all this stuff." And he said, no, listen. He said, "Is there a bully in the class?" And there was. We're all thinking, well, yes. We're looking at each other. Yeah, so-and-so over there. So this chap said, "We're going to write our story anonymously. Don't put your name on the paper. I'm going to pass round a clean sheet of paper, no marks, no one knows whose it is, no name, no marks on it. Write your story about this bully, what you think about him." And so we all wrote this story, and we named him, everyone named him, this chap. And of course the teacher took all the sheets of paper when they were finished. He took them up the front and read them. And he said, "So who is this? I'll make up the name, Henry. Who is Henry then? Which of you is Henry the bully?" Of course, everyone's pointing at this thug. He was a thug, honestly. And it was a great start, apart from the bully, Henry. He didn't like it. But it was a great start, a great introduction to our new English teacher. And of course, we all thought he was brilliant. And that was his way, obviously, of getting in. The bully after that, do you know, you won't believe this. Well, you might do. He stopped bullying people after that. I thought that he was going to go around sort of beating up kids because they'd written stuff about him, but he didn't know who had written what. And it changed him. That's quite remarkable, isn't it? We reckoned, when we were out of the playground later, we reckoned that the teacher had heard that there was a bully in the class. He knew who it was. And that was just an idea he had. I suppose, well, whatever his idea was, it worked. But Sunday, I want to talk about managers. Did you have a, or have you got a manager at your workplace? Do you really need him? I'll tell you some stories about when I was an apprentice radio and TV engineer back in the good old days in the workshop. It was like a holiday camp where I worked. That's what the older people called it, the older staff there. This is a holiday camp. And it was. It was. I loved going to work on a Monday morning. Sunday, normally most people would be, oh, work tomorrow. Oh, no, Monday tomorrow. Oh, dear. Whereas me, oh, great, Monday tomorrow, I can't wait to get there. There was always something exciting going on and, I don't know, blowing up people's televisions. No, it wasn't that bad. But I'll tell you about, we had a couple of new so-called foremen. Do you remember in the old days, like in a factory, you'd have a foreman. You'd have a manager and then someone above him. But on the factory floor was a foreman. He was kind of, I don't know what he was kind of in charge of himself, I suppose. Well, in the TV workshop, we had a foreman there. When I first started, I was introduced to him. His name was Ron. Got on well with him. I liked him. Brilliant chap. Anyway, that's another story. But one day, this new foreman turned up. I don't know what happened to Ron. Spoiler alert. I'm not going to tell you any more. Spoiler alert. That's a funny expression, isn't it? I shall tell you about that on Sunday. And then we had another, in another workshop downstairs, another manager chap turned up one morning. The service manager brought him in and he said, right, this is Dave. Now, recon, that was where we reconditioned televisions for resale. You know, you get second-hand tellies, recondition them, change valves where necessary, clean them all up, ready for sale as a second-hand telly. That's what we did down there. Now, there were how many of us? Four of us in there? I think four of us. And no one liked to go in there. Everyone was frightened to go into recon. I don't know why. I worked in there. The service manager said to me, Ray, you're working in recon from now on. Yeah, okay, yes. And I went off down there. I had the initiation process, of course. I was put in a huge cardboard box. A hole kicked in the end of it. Fan heater put there, so I'm sweating. Anyway, various other things. I got electric shocks. But I passed all the initiation. All the tests, and I was accepted as one of the lads in recon. More about that on Sunday. Honestly, that's why I say it was like a holiday camp, and that's why I looked forward to going to work on a Monday morning. Thank you for all your emails. Lovely to hear from you. raysrants@protonmail.com. Hello, is it brightening up a little bit? Oh, no, my mistake. It's pouring with rain. It'll be the 6th of March tomorrow, won't it, when you listen to this? Clocks change at the end of the month, which is good news. Lighter evenings. We just need to get some decent weather. Gary the Tortoise, some of you have asked how Gary the Tortoise is doing. He's doing very well, thank you. He's eating well. He's drinking. He hasn't pooed yet. Now that's all, sorry if you're eating your meal. That's not a problem. We've been online and looked up things. It could take up to a month after hibernation before he poos. So I don't know what he's doing with all that food he's eating. He's chomping away every day, really enjoying his food. So moving on from poo, swiftly. Oh, before I forget, the seagull poll, for and against, it was 18 for and 3 against, is now 22 for. 22 people want the seagulls, and we're still on 3 that don't. So keep the votes coming in. Hello, news flash, news alert. Princess of Wales to attend an event in June. Now, she's had an operation, hasn't she? An abdominal operation. No one quite knows what's happened, what's wrong with her, what the operation was. No one's seen or heard of her for, how long is it? Quite a while. So hopefully she's all right. Kate, hope you're all right if you're listening. Perhaps she's in bed, recovering, listening to Ray's rants. You never know, do you? On that note, I shall say, goodbye for now. Take care. Look after yourselves. Behave yourselves. Don't get caught if you can't behave. And I will see you on Sunday. Take care. Bye-bye for now.